AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The various finance ministers with the Eurozone nations meeting in Brussels are skeptical about Greece's latest offer to cut spending, increase taxes, and other austerity measures in order to obtain tens of billions of dollars in economic bailout funds. The AP's Derek Katopoulos reports from Athens.
You know, Greece is going to move to some kind of interim government. That will probably happen next week, if that happens at all. And the amount of money being committed. So Greece has formally asked for something around $59 billion. But there's discussion that it might need more because of the damage that's been suffered in the past couple of weeks.
The Athens government says it needs the funds as soon as tomorrow in order to keep the economy from collapse. About a million people have evacuated cities and towns in Southeast Asia as a typhoon comes ashore with heavy rain and 100 mile-per-hour winds. The AP's Joe McDonald has more from Beijing.
The typhoon struck the east coast of China on Saturday afternoon at about 4:40, made landfall at a place called Zhoushan, which is a small city just east of the port of Ningbo, just south of Shanghai.
All airline, train, and bus traffic was stopped ahead of the landfall of the storm. Secretary of State John Kerry, Iran's foreign minister, meeting yet again in Vienna in an effort to find common ground on disagreements that continue to stymie a deal on Iran's nuclear program. The latest deadline is now Monday, the fourth in the current round of talks that were to have ended with a deal at the end of last month. After a slow start in which she was down 2-0, Serena Williams wins the first set 6-4 over Gabina Muguruza in the Women's Championship at Wimbledon. A victory would be Williams' sixth at the All England Club, plus her fourth straight Grand Slam win since last summer, and keep her on course to win this year's Grand Slam. This is AP Radio News. Another airline name soon goes by the wayside.
U.S. Airways will become history October the 17th. It merged with American Airlines in 2013, but it's been keeping its name during the phase-in period. Now officials say the very last flight under its name scheduled to leave San Francisco at about 10 o'clock in the evening and land in Philadelphia after 6 a.m. The U.S. Airways website will be turned off, and airport kiosks and signs will change to American Airlines. Customers booked on U.S. Airways flights after October the 17th will get a new flight number bearing American Airlines code. I'm Shirley Smith.
The U.S. Embassy in Cairo condemns today's car bombing at the Italian consulate in Cairo that killed one person, saying, "We extend our condolences to the family of the victim of this attack and wish the injured a speedy recovery." The blast early this morning destroyed several floors of the historic building. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.